Hello, everyone, and welcome back to BUSU 410 Christian Entrepreneurship. Again, my name is Dr. Charles Streeter, and I just want to pause and say how proud I am of each of you for reaching this point in Unit 5. You've all put in a tremendous amount of effort to learn, reflect, and grow, not just in business concepts, but in how your faith shapes every innovative idea and decision that you make. Before we talk about what's ahead, I'd like to take a moment and begin with inviting the Lord into this moment. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you for the blessings of CLI. We thank you for the blessings of this life. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of this education. May it opens our minds and our hearts to how we can serve you better, to serve your kingdom, to be a blessing to others, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want you to know that I pray for CLI and for each of our students. I hope that you all are doing well. I look forward to seeing your assignments this week. But we've covered a lot in the first part of this course, and I want to take a moment to celebrate that progress, right? From exploring what it means to be a Christian entrepreneur, to understanding how Scripture forms our foundation for ethical business practices, you've already laid a strong base foundation. But there's more ahead, right? You've reflected on your calling, on stewardship, creativity, and purpose. You examined what it means to integrate faith into the marketplace, right? How prayer, innovation, and service can connect the gospel message. You've learned that entrepreneurship isn't just about launching ventures, but participating in God's creative work to bless and transform others. Scripture tells us in Philippians 1:6, being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. That promise reminds us that even if you struggled or felt unsure at times, God is still working in you. God has a plan for you. This course and your entrepreneur journey, your journey in life, are both parts of the larger story he's writing through your life. By Unit 5, I know a lot of you have began to feel the weight of the assignments, maybe deadlines, expectations, juggling this class with life. I understand. If that's you, remember, you're not alone. Take a moment to look back and see how much growth has already taken place. You are not alone. Your understanding of Christian entrepreneurship has deepened, and that is a blessing. You're seeing business and faith not as two separate worlds, but as one integrated calling to serve, innovate, and lead with integrity. I want you all to be encouraged. What you've learned so far has prepared you for the work ahead. The best is yet to come. Now, I'd like to take a moment to talk about the first major paper, which is due during this unit. All right, I don't want you all to stress about this, right? It's a 1,000-word essay on faith and innovation, right? This assignment asks you to reflect on how your Christian faith influences innovation, right? How belief shapes creativity, ethical decision-making, and problem-solving in the entrepreneurial world. I encourage you to read. Follow the assignment instructions carefully. Review the grading rubric, the formatting requirements, and the resource source requirements for your portion of your references. Right? As you begin your writing, please take a moment to review the policies on cheating and plagiarism. I cannot stress that enough. These are not just classroom guidelines. They're reflections of our spiritual integrity. Proverbs 11:3 reminds us, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Our integrity matters. Let your work be guided by integrity and authenticity. Write your own thoughts. Speak your truth through God, trusting in the Holy Spirit to help you express what's in your heart. Academic integrity honors not just the rules of this course, but the God who gave you your intellect and your creativity. You should take pride in crafting work that reflects your unique voice through His inspiration. So, enough of that. As we move on to the second part of this course, I want to give you just a brief overview of what we're going to look at. All right, we're going to build upon everything you've already learned so far. You'll continue to explore how faith and business intersect, diving deeper into leadership, ethics, and the entrepreneurial mindset. Right? You'll examine topics such as integrity in the marketplace. Right? Global perspectives, right? It's not just us in our small little community. We can affect things globally. And the characteristics of a servant leader, right? A servant leader, what is that? And how can we do that well? You'll also begin developing a clearer understanding of what it looks like to lead teams, create sustainable impact, and adapt to new trends while staying rooted in biblical values. All of these lessons will prepare you not just for business success, but for kingdom influence, right? All of our lives should be pointed towards Christ and what He has done for us, and our actions should speak through that. As Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, right? It's not about us. We work for the Lord to show His glory and His purpose. That's the vision moving forward, to see your calling and creativities as an act of service to God. At this point, some of you might be feeling stretched, maybe even uncertain about the workload ahead. Do not fear. Remember this, God equips those He calls. He never starts something in you that He doesn't intend to finish. It may not be the way that you believe it's going to be finished, but He knows He will not start something that He does not intend to finish for His purpose. When doubts come, remember Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Keep leaning on that truth. You're growing in more ways than you realize, in your faith, in your creativity, and in your leadership. Take all of this information as new tools in your tool belt as you go out into the world and serve the Lord. Continue to pray over your studies. Ask God to breathe fresh ideas into your assignment, and trust that your hard work is producing fruit you may not yet see. As always, remember, I'm here to help. If you have any questions about the essay, the grading criteria, or anything else in course, please reach out to me via email. I am more than happy to answer your questions. If something isn't working in the course system, or you have a question on a quiz, or need clarification on instructions, don't hesitate to ask. I want this to be a smooth and meaningful experience for you all. My goal is to not only evaluate through the quizzes and the papers your progress, but to encourage your growth academically, spiritually, and professionally. I want to help. So as we get ready to close, I ask that you all bow your head with me as we close in prayer, and then we'll just have a brief little bit, and we'll close out. And I wish you all the best for the next unit. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you give each and every one of us. I ask that you help us persevere during this time. For those that are feeling stressed, Lord, I pray that you ease their burden, Lord. For those who look at this assignment and have great concerns, Lord, I ask that you speak into their hearts the word that you want them to pass on through this assignment, Lord. Speak through their life. Let them put that pen to paper and express their thoughts and their ideas, Lord. You've created us all individually, Lord. I pray for each and every student that they are able to bring glory to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for watching this Unit 5 reflection video. You've already accomplished so much, and I'm confident that God will continue to do powerful things through you in the weeks ahead. Keep pursuing excellence. Keep connecting faith with innovation, and above all, keep your heart set on serving the one who called you to this journey. I look forward to seeing the amazing insights you share in your papers. Stay encouraged. Keep building. Keep going. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His light shine upon you. Have a great day.